questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Like always, we have invited a scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to the show to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Usually, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions and Islamic beliefs. The doubts which have been asked by different questioners from around the world. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is the same topic that we have started talking about in our previous session, that is the justice of the companions of the Holy Prophet or the justice of the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet. It has been said that based on Quranic evidences, we cannot actually judge all the companions of the Holy Prophet as just. And some have been some just people and companions, but some cannot be included in their circle. Sheikh Nur Muhammad, our expert of this show, have talked about this issue in depth, that based on the Quranic verse of Muhammad and Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ وَرُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. He said that based even on the appearance of this ayah, this verse of the Holy Quran, we cannot judge that all the companions of the Holy Prophet were known as just and or are known as just. Okay, dear Sheikh, once again, I'd like to welcome you to the show and say salam to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So we wanted to actually shed some light on the other verses of the Holy Quran, which again strengthen the concept of the justice of Sahaba based on the viewpoints of some of Islamic denominations. The allegiance of the shajara, or the allegiance of tree, or Bay'at al-Ridwan, is another verse of the Holy Quran that some refer to on the justice of the Sahaba. And there are some other verses as well. I wanted you to actually give us a key answer on how to actually reach to this point or conclusion that if all the Sahaba can be known as just and all of them are benefited from justice or not, some of the Sahaba are going to be known as just based on this, let's say, verdict that we are going to reach to. So what is the overall judgment that we can make in this issue?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The point that I want to make it clear for my dear audience is that please go to the verse of Noble Quran and try to have some, you know, in-depth study about the different verses of Noble Quran, talking about the maybe the justice of some of the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. If we go to the verse of Noble Quran, we understand that these verses of Noble Quran does not indicate to the justice of all companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Rather, it's talking about the let's say, maybe some of the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad, that they were maybe just people, and referring to the group of companions, they enjoyed the companionship of Noble Prophet Muhammad, and in the same time, they were just people. But before that, let me give you an introduction. Maybe my dear audience, they were wondering if they know that we have a supplication, number 4, in the Sahifa Sajjadiyya. It has been attributed to our fourth Imam, Imam al-Sajjad, alayhi salatu wasalam, talking about the as-salatu ala atba'i rusul wa musaddiqihim. You know, supplication and praising and sending salutation to the companions of all prophets and those people who confirm the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this beautiful supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam praising the companions of all prophets and of course those people who confirm the prophethood of the prophet. I want to say that In this beautiful supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam praising, companions of the prophets and confirmer. He said that Allahumma wa atba'a ar-rusul wa musaddiquhum min ahli al-ard bil-ghayb. And in the, rest of the supplication, in this supplication, Imam said that my praise and my salutation goes toward the companions of the prophets, and then to those people who confirm the prophethood till the, last time, and in all time, those people who confirm these prophethood.
Right.
You see how beautifully Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam taking and praising these companionship. And again, I need to emphasize on this point, we do not want to disrespect the ideas of Ahlus Sunnah, because talking about the unity of Islamic Ummah, again, is our crucial point, and we need to obtain this unity between Ahlus Sunnah and between the, all Islamic Ummah. It is very important point. But
sure.
About talking about the لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ or other verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ, we need to go and to understand what does it mean, رِضَى اللَّهُ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says I'm pleased with those people, what does it mean? We cannot compare the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a human being.
Very true.
It is granted.
Mm-hmm.
You see, لَيْثَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true.
So what does it mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I'm pleased with those people, فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا إِنْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ, when we get angry with those people, I punish those community. What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like human being getting angry, or for example, pleased with some people. What is the meaning of that? If we go and have in-depth study of this verse, of course, we need to have the interpretation of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. They say that the Ridha Allah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different people, different awliya. Okay, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these awliya Allah, when these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who enjoy the closeness toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are pleased with somebody, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with their pleasure.
True.
And when they become wrathful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become angry. Okay?
True.
So, when noble prophet Muhammad, he, one of the awliya Allah, of course, there is no doubt about that. He is one of the greatest friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guardians of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he become pleased with some of the companions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a real meaning of لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that because my noble prophet Muhammad, he became pleased with those companions who pay allegiance with him.
True.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consequently become pleased with those companions. Okay?
True.
So, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, those people who are faithful people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with them. So, I want to say that until those people are faithful people and they did not lost their faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased with them. But how about maybe after a while, some people, become, they lose their faith.
Very true.
Or they go to the other category of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, go to the hypocrite people. So, what about that case?
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So based on that explanation, we need to actually be very exact and accurate on the meaning of the words that we are using and we are reciting in the Holy Quran. And radiallah, in the sense that you have defined it, so on the believers, first, it is important to know that those who Allah is going to be pleased with them are believers. In case they are not believers, so this, let's say, pleasing has no meaning then. So let's change the, trend of this discussion and ask the Sheikh, what are the consequences of accepting or rejecting the justice of Sahaba or companions? What problem will it make if we accept that all of them are just?
You see that if you accept that that all companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad are just, maybe we need to justify, unfortunately, some of the crimes that some companions of Noble Prophet, they have done those crimes, okay?
Yeah.
We need to justify that. And of course, unfortunately, some people, they did that. They tried to justify all the crimes that some of the companions, they have done it.
They say that they ijtahadu wa akhtaw. The concept of ijtihad comes here.
Yeah.
They say they did ijtihad. You see, even some of ulama in our current time, they do ijtihad, and in their ijtihad, they make a mistake.
Of course, we cannot do interpret the meaning of ijtihad. It means that the independent reasoning. You know, about the quotation that you have quoted from one of the prominent, so-called scholar by the name of Ibn Taymiyyah, he said that ijtahadu fa akhta'u. He said that those people, he tried to justify all action that the companions of Noble Prophet, they have done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was in the process of ijtihad, independent reasoning. And because of that, they, have done those actions. Okay, I want to say that this is not ijtihad. You cannot do this independent reasoning against the verses, clear, explicit verse of Noble Quran, which
Nas.
We call it ijtihad fi muqabil an-nas, which means to try to have your own reasoning against the explicit verses of Noble Quran.
Very
and
true.
Please, I need to explain for my dear audience that please go to the history. You find a lot of pages of history talking about this, some few, companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Unfortunately, they did some crimes, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, about the killing of some of the innocent people, and they have done it. Unfortunately, I need to say that it was only few number of the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. We cannot do justification for that, and we need to have the very rational understanding of the actions of the companions of Noah.
We need to see everyone in his own place, not more or not less than that. And in case we accept one more consequences of that is, in case we accept this ijtihad, so ijtihad, as you said, in front of clear verses and, let's say, clear verdicts of Allah or divine verdicts. So we have to accept whoever stood in front of, let's say, caliphs of the dawn of the Islam, so his action can be looked as ijtihad. Like what, for example, some stood in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam while he was a formal and official caliph of the time. So his word was known to be as, a proof for the people, but some stood in front of him. So how come? Who is right? Can we have both right fronts? No. So definitely one front should be right and the other front should be batil.
Again, Imam Ali, to add to your comment, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. You need to understand the truth, then you can understand the followers of
Very
that
true.
Truth. Okay? So, what do you have to say about the وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ Some of the people living in Medina, they are hypocrites. What do you have to say about this verse and many other verses talking about some hypocrites in the time of the Noble Prophet Muhammad?
Thank you very much. Yes, Sheikh, in case even we pass from these verses of the whole Quran, we again come to the level of interpretation of the narrations, which I talk about the levels of the Sahaba and companions that we do not want to enter in and to finalize our discussion here in this moment. Yes.
I need to explain and to add this point that this is not at all disrespect to all brothers and sisters of Ahlul Sunnah. We do not want to cause any, you know, disputes and, you know, problem and, you know, any disrespect to our Ahlul Sunnah brothers and sisters. Again, I need to have to say this point. We believe in the unity of the Islamic Ummah. But these are some, you know, merely a scholarly analysis of the some of the verses of Noble Quran. And we want to understand some verses of Noble Quran talking about the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. And we told that these verses, you know, if you go to the field of interpretation after tafsir of the verses of Noble Quran, you understand that these verses does not refer to the justice of all companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Rather, it's maybe referring to the justice of some of the companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and your scholarly elaboration on this topic. You respect listeners, I'd like to thank you again for staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.